unsafe times.
So the Americans couldn't get it done. The UN got it done. The Security Council, no fly zone, baby, over Libya. But all for what? Is it a little bit too late? Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As for Japan and the nuclear plant, is it too late there? Japan is asking for help in this crisis. They reached out on Friday to the U.S. They're trying to rein in what's going on. The overheating nuclear complex is a mess. You have some very brave workers who want to stay and are trying to do what they can. You have the UN Atomic Energy Chief who called the disaster a race against the clock, you think. And they're asking for just full global cooperation, whatever they can get, anything and everything. Anything and everything. Well, it's scary. It's scary when you look at the pictures, I'm telling you. Do we see a complete meltdown? I mean, we're seeing a fiscal meltdown in Japan, and how deep does that go? And you have the tsunami survivors, the earthquake damage, and now this disaster at the nuclear power plant. The crisis that comes in threes. The answer is the U.S. is helping. There are people that are on the ground monitoring the radiation for one, helicopters that were dropping water, as you know, on a critical situation. And this of where do we go, this catastrophic deal, I'll tell you what they have to do is they got to put sand and concrete, and they should have already done this. They need to just bury it. That's what they need to do. They need to bury this thing in sand and concrete. I think it's the only thing that's going to work. We thought this days ago, several of us were saying this, a lot of people were saying this, not just this talk show and not just callers to this talk show. They have to do it. That's what they did to seal up the leaks from Chernobyl, if you remember, back in the 80s. So they're talking about fixing this power cable to at least a couple of the reactors to restart the water pumps to cool the overheating nuclear fuel rods. And you had the workers, you've seen the dramatic footage, I'm sure, that sprayed water on the number three reactor, one of the probably the most critical of the plant six, talking about plutonium. But they have to bury it. They have to do that. And I think that finally the Japanese are realizing it, that they've got to encase the reactors in concrete. It's not impossible to do that, but it's going to get to that point. They keep insisting, though, okay, the priority is to cool them down first. We got to cool them down. I think now that's the deal. They're conceding. We got to bury this because this is the second week, after this earthquake. We're finishing that up. And right now, this is a nuclear crisis that is not over. It's far from over at this point. You have millions of people in Tokyo, an incredibly dense city filled with millions of people. It's one of the biggest cities in the world, who are so worried about a blast of radioactive stuff from that complex, which is 150 miles to the north of Tokyo. And they're staying indoors. I mean, it's like a run on every possible amount, every grocery store, every possible amount of food you can see walking out the door is. So you might say that radiation doesn't have an immediate threat to human health, but what if the whole thing goes kaboom? And then where is the weather? Where are the winds? All that sort of stuff. And the news of what's happening at the plant is trashing the markets. Of course, it's trashing the markets. You got to figure out, you got to get the heat from the reactors. You got to worry about the spent fuel pools. This is a nightmare. It could take weeks to reverse the overheating of the fuel rods at Fukushima at this plant. It could take weeks. Do they have weeks? Not good. You got about 100 people or so at the plant who are trying to do whatever they can to help. If the engineers get the power at the plant, then they got to clear the pumps, I guess. You would think that would work. And What about the explosions that happen? There's worries over electricity shorting and maybe another blast. Oh, yeah, they're asking for help. I mean, now it's not a conversation anymore, and you said this and we say that about how far away you have to be. I think now they're just at the end of their rope. Like, okay, boy, we are so humbled. Help us, help us, help us. Whatever, we got to get that sand and that concrete in there. Let's figure out a way. Let's do it. Let's cool it. Let's go. Let's figure out. Go, go, go. This is beyond go time. That's the deal. Speaking of beyond go time, I mentioned at the top, this was fast moving. The UN Security Council now said no more fly zone, no fly zone over Libya for international airstrikes, and they voted to actually authorize, if you will, military action to protect the people, whatever handful of people there are there, and have that no-fly zone going. It was a request to get it done fast by some of the other Arab nations, and you can see why they would be concerned, because this is in its third week and counting too. And people are talking about the U.S. being a bunch of wussies on this one, meaning the president's response. And, you know, at first the president couldn't be too swift in his response because there were so many Americans that had to get out of there. So did the U.S. drop the ball? I mean, the U.S. is saying that they're going to help with the plans to enforce the no-fly zone. But woulda, coulda, shoulda. That seems to be the theme here. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. What do you think? Coming up, by the way, let me give you the menu. We're going to lighten the load a tad. Because I have this theory, it's either sports or movies. Maybe it's books for some of you. Maybe you get the Nook thing, I'm not sure. But you got to have something. You can't just be in an enraged state in a bunker all the time. You're either swacking at golf balls, you're watching some sports on the tube, you're going to movies. People go to movies, and there's some movies that, yes, you can wait and you can rent them, and I always say that. You can get a cheap deal through Netflix, or Redbox is so popular now. You gotta wait, but you can go to Redbox and it costs you $2, you take it back and that's it. That's a pretty good deal. You just wanna see a movie every once in a while. But some movies you gotta see on the big screen. It just makes all the difference in the world to see it that way. And there's one movie coming out that might fall into that category. But I do have a cheap movie review coming up around the bend. We're going to do that, I promise. We do it each and every week, by the way. Get to hear some clips of the movies, and I tell you a little bit about them. And I don't know, maybe it'll pique your interest. I'm not pushing for Hollywood. I just think that it's a good escape. And when you get one that pops up on your radar, you know, the one that seems to keep popping up on my radar and people are sending me things about it is Inside Job. That's the one about the whole collapse of Wall Street. So supposedly is a little bit depressing, but it's incredible the way it's done. And I'm curious to see that. That's on my radar. I think I'm going to go check that out this weekend. That's one of them anyway. And then that crazy Battle for L.A. movie, because I have a young nephew who I think wants to go see that. So I'll relent and I'll take him to see it. How's that? Anyway, we're going to dive into the movies coming up around the bend here on ATN.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
I like to see you right across.
All right, so if you're not taking your kid, your son, your nephew, whoever, to see Battle Los Angeles, or younger kids to Rango, the cartoon, the Johnny Depp cartoon or animation flick, or you don't have a teenager who's into kind of the horror genre, Red Riding Hood, like you've never seen it before, although that movie's bombing, then maybe some of the new stuff is on your list. Coming out this week, I like this type of movie. I don't know if it's going to be good. I've seen little snippets. I've heard a little bit about it. But I like the type of movie, the whole fantasy thing. What if? The what if, because I love the what if game. What if? What if you could use all of your brain capacity? What would that be like? So there's a movie about it. It's called Limitless. Take a listen.
See that guy? That's me. My excuse for looking like this? I'm a writer.
Eddie, maybe it's time to let the writing go.
But just in case you think nothing ever happened to me.
Eddie Mora!
Hey!
Tell me about this book.
Well, how much have you written of it?
Got one mark.
Well, I suppose I can help you with that. You know how they say that we can only access 20% of our brain? This lets you access all of it. They've had clinical trials and it's FDA approved.
All right, just out of curiosity, and that's all. I was blind, but now I see. A tablet a day, and I was limitless. I now had cultural appetites.
Since when do you speak Italian?
I finished my book in 4 days.
I'd like to renegotiate my advance.
Math became useful.
From 12,000 to 2.3 million in 10 days.
I'm baffled by this guy.
So, Eddie Mora, you do know you're a freak.
What's your secret?
Medication.
Your powers are a gift from God or whoever the hell wrote your life script. I'll open up a line of credit for you. You'll be wanting a few toys.
How many of us ever know what it is to become the perfect version of ourselves?
What's the asking price?
12.5.
I'll take it.
Everything I have, I want to share with you.
What you doing, hon? You think somebody's watching?
My brain is skipping time. I have no memory of the last 4 days.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it.
Your powers are not earned. You're careless with those powers. Have you asked yourself what you're going to do when you run out?
You'll die.
No one man to have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours.
There's no scenario in which you'd lead this life where you don't work for me.
No scenario. I see every scenario. I see 50 scenarios. That's what it does, Carl. It puts me 50 moves ahead of you.
Worth the risk? What would you do?
All right, so you get it. It's pretty much there. Robert De Niro, Bradley Cooper, Abby Cornish is in it. And that's the whole idea. You can tell it. He probably gets super greedy and blows it when he has a chance to do something incredible because he has all this brain capacity. I love the idea of the movie. Like I said before, not sure if it comes off or not correctly because, you know, then it's casting and editing, and the concept itself, though, is great. And I can't even imagine what that'd be like. It'd be like Overload, wouldn't it? But if you could just whip through half of the things that responsibilities that you have to do and then have more time left over to do things like learn other languages. So that plays right into our whole fantasy of if only. If only. All right, let's move along to our next one. Matthew McConaughey stars in this, and it's called Lincoln Lawyer.
Roll, Earl.
Hey, boss, pull over up there.
Counselor? Eddie, we had a deal. Either pay me or go with a public defender.
Another $5,000?
$10,000.
Oh. Ain't you gonna count it?
I just did.
It's hard, son. Then why can't you get a real office?
What's more fun, my office or your mom?
Yours.
Boom.
Got her.
Yeah. At least you did one thing right, huh?
We did a couple. Exactly.
Hey, Mick, I got something really big for you.
What's the name?
Louis. Louis Roulette.
Louis Roulette?
This whole thing is a setup. I made a mistake with that woman, and she's setting me up.
Down.
I need $100,000 up front. I'm working on $550 an hour. I take it none of that's a problem?
No. I just got lucky.
Charges against my son are ridiculous. So is that woman.
Regina Campo, part-time actress, part-time office temp.
And hoping to retire after suing my client.
According to the victim, she was at home alone when the suspect forced her down. You didn't strike Miss Campo with your left fist.
No.
Threatened to kill
her. No, I am not that guy.
I don't know, Mick. This kid feels wrong to me. Are you sure there's not anything that you're not telling me?
Nothing.
I got it. There were others. Other girls he killed. The injuries to the right side of their face is all too similar.
Your daughter, Haley. She's got soccer practice tomorrow, right?
Okay? You think you're the first client to ever threaten me or my family?
I think I like these kind of movies, but this would be a rent movie for me. It's out by Lionsgate, and Mickey Haller is the guy's name. That's Matthew McConaughey. He's a criminal defense attorney, and he operates out of the back of his Lincoln sedan. That's what the deal. He defends all kinds of criminals, And then he defends this Beverly Hills playboy accused of rape and attempted murder. It turns into a bizarre game of survival, let's say. It looks like it could be pretty good. Here's our last movie. This one's opening up this weekend, and it's called Win Win.
You're breathing funny. Is it your heart? You could be having a heart attack, Mike.
No.
Let's lay down.
No.
Let's lay down.
Are you cold?
Yeah, because I'm lying on the ground.
Come on, I'm going to warm you up.
Oh, it's okay.
Barry.
It's okay.
Are you all right?
The doctor says it's stress.
Sorry.
Did he prescribe anything for you?
Yeah, jogging.
What are you so stressed about?
Money is tight.
This boiler sucks.
How much to fix it?
$6,000.
Holy. Your law practice is struggling.
Mr. Poplar has been deemed incapacitated by this court.
Should we win? And the team is hopeless.
I can't watch this.
Who's that?
You looking for Mr. Poplar?
He's my grandfather. I came to live with him.
I don't have a grandson.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Does your mom even know you're here?
She's at a clinic or something. She doesn't care about me.
She's a druggie. I'm not sending him back there.
So what do we do?
Go to Ohio and beat the crap out of his mom.
Kyle here is going to be working out with us for a little while.
Have you ever wrestled before?
A little.
I don't think we can teach him anything.
Can you give me a slap?
Okay. Like that?
It's a little harder.
Why, Daddy, hit Kyle?
I have no idea.
Kid's got man strength, dude.
Man strength?
What's it like to be as good as you are?
It feels like I'm in control of everything, you know?
Must be nice.
Mom? What are you doing here?
This kid really hates his mother
more than I hate my ex-wife.
You can't let her take me back to Ohio.
Mike?
This kid's got a chance to do something special. Maybe even change his life.
Yes! I want to see my son!
Give him a call. You got his number.
No. What are you freaking mom?
I did not think that it could get this complicated. You stay in this, okay? This is your place. This is your place. You control it. Remember? You control it.
Win, win.
All right, there you got an attorney again. This time he's disheartened. He's moonlighting as a high school wrestling kind of guy, a coach, in other words. He has a star athlete, but there's some questionable business that he has to do while he's trying to support his family. And the boy's mother, who's this stud, shows up from rehab. Intriguing. Paul Giamatti, I always like things that he's in. Jeffrey Tambor, he's funny too. This movie could be a good movie maybe to rent. I don't know that I would run out and see it because it's going to make a great rental. So I'd probably wait on that one too. Limitless, maybe go see on the big screen. We'll see who has the cha-ching factor at the end of the weekend. That's key in Hollywood. Kicking the can down the road. Hang through.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America tonight. You know, on this show we talk about a plethora of things, and all of us are people, and all of us have those relationships that we deal with. Sadly, some people deal with domestic violence. Others are dealing with a parent who may have Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. In fact, we were talking about that a couple of shows ago, and a lot of you sent me notes saying, I watched my grandfather fade away, or I saw what happened to my mother when she took care of my grandmother and how hard it was for her, and she never complained, but it took its toll. So where do you turn? What do people do when they're in those situations? They don't often turn to friends because they feel like they're burdening them too much. Sometimes it's easier in a way to go to a comforting stranger. That's why I think crisis lines can be so huge. And there's one that I really like, the work that they're doing, and it's called Contact. And I know so many people call this line and get that comfort that I'm talking about. And Binay Rogers, who heads that up, joins us now here on America Tonight. And Binay, you can tell there's so many more stresses, I think, in the world than there, I'm just going to say, maybe 30, 35 years ago, whatever. And I bet you can tell that by the kinds of calls you get at the Contact and the amount. Is that right?
That is true, Kate. And I'm glad we're talking about this because a lot of people really don't understand the breadth of what crisis lines are able to do and the type of support that they're able to offer people in just the situations that you've talked about. And, you know, we are dealing with a lot more issues today, and we're less, or I should say we're more fragmented as a society. We have really allowed technology to keep us from connecting with others. And so it's more challenging for individuals to, you know, immediately reach out to a neighbor or immediately reach out to a family member. We're also much more spread out as a country. Families don't stay in the same neighborhoods anymore. They don't live in the same cities. And so your support systems oftentimes are in other states. And now, because we are so global, they can often even be in other countries.
Yeah, no kidding. And domestic violence, I just was part of a radio row at Liz Claiborne in December where mm-hmm. I met people who lost a daughter to domestic violence. They had no idea.
Right.
It was a dating situation. It's all kinds of different people that deal with this. And they told me a scary statistic. 1 in 3 women in their lifetime will
right.
be a victim of domestic violence. Binet, I had no idea about that. I bet you get a lot of calls that have to do with that, do you?
We do get a number of calls that have to do with that, and a lot of times we're getting the calls from family members who are concerned about their loved one. And I think, too, Kate, what we don't realize is that domestic violence does exist in dating relationships. In fact, dating relationships are the most dangerous, and when we think about that, it starts for these young girls oftentimes in high school. And so these girls are in teen dating violent relationships. Then they grow up, and then they end up marrying into these relationships. And this is one of the things that we are still, as a society, afraid to talk about, afraid to approach a friend, afraid to really approach a family member and say, you know, I can tell something's not right here. And, you know, a crisis line is often an opportunity for that family member to sort of find some resources and comfortably be able to go to that person. But more importantly, it's an opportunity for those victims to, you know, go without judgment. And I think that's a big issue, too, is that a lot of people, you know, when they do reach out to our crisis line, one of the things that has kept them from seeking other support services within their network of family or friends is that judgment that, you know, they will be ostracized or they will be criticized rather than accepted unconditionally and then supported to a place of resource and help.
Yeah. And have you found the, because, you know, we're addressing all these different reasons why someone might call you. What about, and I mentioned this at the top, people who are dealing with a caregiving situation, do you find that you see trends there, too?
Absolutely. We get a number of calls. I would probably have to say we take over 40,000 calls a year at our center, and we probably get 10% of our calls from people who are caregivers, and they can be caregivers of their elderly parents, elderly siblings, and especially parents of children who have a physical disability or a mental disability. Mostly, though, those folks who are kind of what they call that sandwich generation now. You know, I'm taking care of my elderly parent, but I still have children at home. And that's extremely stressful. And oftentimes, nobody stops to ask that individual, you know, how are you doing? What support do you need? And, you know, we really encourage caregivers to find their own network of support and use a crisis line as again, a non-judgmental way to vent anger and frustration with that elderly parent who may not be, you know, being responsive to instruction from the doctors. In fact, I was just sharing with a friend of mine the other day her frustration with her mother in that very same situation and just listening to her and letting her vent. And, you know, 5 minutes later she said, oh, my God, I didn't mean to go off like that. And she said, but thank you. I feel better. And it allows those people to release those emotions so then they don't become violent when they return into that situation, which we also hear about.
Yeah. What time of day, you know, you say 40,000 calls a year. That's a, boy, that's a big number. So you have to feel good in one sense because hopefully you're helping a lot of people, which I think you
right.
are, and directing them to certain places, which I think that's good. What time of day, I'm curious about that, do you mostly feel the calls? What seems to be the hard time? Is it evening?
You know, that's a very common question, and the time of day really varies. We've tried to do studies on it, and there really is no specific time of day. You know, I think that is the great thing about crisis lines, though, is that they are almost all of them are 24 hours a day, and so it's just kind of when it hits you or when you reach that breaking point. You know, people pick up the phone and they make that phone call. It's really more times of year. We see more calls in the springtime and the summertime. You know, we see our call volumes increase during those months. And so that seems to be more significant than the time of day.
Yeah. Is it men and women? Do more women call or more men? Or
You know, we have our center takes about 48% calls from men. And, you know, to me, that's pretty significant because I think a lot of folks would say, oh, men would never call. But actually, a crisis line is perfect for them because there's such that stigma that men have to be strong and, you know, they don't show emotion and feeling. But what it really is happening is that they're just bottling that up. They're expressing it in other ways, through sports, through alcohol, you know, through sexual promiscuity in some cases, and then through violence because they're angry. And that's what I would say, that even though we get a lot of calls from men, I would say about 50% of those calls, these men are angry. And, you know, part of our discussion with them is working them through that anger. And just imagine, you know, if they're not working through that anger, where is it going? You know, who are they?
Exactly.
Who are they expressing that to?
Yeah. And when you, with the contact, when you look for people to work for contact, who are the people that, you know, answer these questions, who field these calls? How do you screen them? How do you determine who comes on board to do that, volunteers to do that?
Well, you know, we go through a process of doing criminal background checks. They have to go through a 30 to 45 minute interview with our director of volunteer services. We ask and follow up on referrals that, I mean, references that they provide us, the friends and family who may know them. Anybody who's been in a previous therapeutic environment, we will contact their therapist to make sure that they're ready to accept these calls because, Kate, the one thing we can't tell a volunteer is that they're only going to get a certain type of calls. We don't know, you know, there's not a little button that tells us, oh, this is this type of call or that type. So they really have to be ready to take any type of call that can come through the crisis line. And really the training that we send them through prepares them 100% to do that. But you also have to be at a good place in your own life, in your own personal circumstances, to be able to truly empathize with someone where they are in their individual crisis.
Yeah. What's the most rewarding thing for you about contact?
You know, I think the most rewarding thing for me is knowing absolutely that people are being helped by our service. And, you know, people say, how do you know that? People tell us. They tell us in the course of the call, this has been exactly what I needed. You know, I've been looking for something for so long, or I've been needing to deal with this issue for so long. You know, when we finally get someone connected to the right resource, they've been searching, they've been looking, and through a network with us, you know, they've finally connected to the right resource. When we've created a turning point in that suicidal person who calls us and is really ready and at the brink of just taking that next step, and we can get them to the point where they're in treatment, where they've allowed us to send out help to them, you know, that is the reward when we know, because we know, we are really making that difference in people's lives.
Perfect way to end this. Vinay Rogers, thanks so much for joining us here. Contact, what's the number if they want to call?
The number is 972-233-2233, and that's 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. And as we just discussed, the great thing about this conversation, I think, Vinay, opening people's eyes to, hey, you feel overwhelmed, pick up the phone.
Right.
Don't be afraid to make that call, because lots of people before you have done that. Look at 48% of men. I think that's fantastic that they're reaching out and getting that help.
Absolutely. And, Kate, I'm so thankful that you've asked us to talk about it.
Oh, thank you. This is very enlightening, and we wish you the best. And don't be afraid, people. Please call that line if you're feeling some pain, whatever it is in your life. Thank you.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow.
guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed. Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow.
All right, don't forget, coming up in our third hour here on America Tonight. Woohoo! Bracket Madness. Really, it's nailed the score. But instead of the NFL, we have the tournament. So I picked a couple of games, and you have two chances. Just throw out a numerical guess. You got to call us, and when you call us, or send us your guess at AmericaTonight.net, or send it on chat, but it has to be during those three segments of our third hour. Let me give you the digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. In a previous segment, Don, in this hour, from Wyoming said, yeah, isn't that great? They have, you know, the UN says the no-fly zone, but and the rebels celebrate, but isn't it a little bit too late since Gaddafi really has 90% of the country back? And touche to that, he's right. So you do have the rebels in Benghazi who set off fireworks, and they were celebrating after the Security Council voted to impose that no-fly zone and whatever measures were necessary to protect the civilians. But the civilians or the rebels are the people who are fighting. Most of the civilians are gone from the area. So, okay, so they're saying hallelujah, but what does it really mean? Does it mean that somehow this is going to defeat Gaddafi, and he's going to turn tail and run to another country. He's going to have that helicopter shot. He's going to bolt. I'm going to say no. It's too late, is what I would say. There is so much unrest and chaos that's ensuing in the Arab world. You know, I'll tell you, it's like tic-tac-toe. Where does it go next? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Frightening. So the rebels might be happy by that vote on Thursday night and the measures to protect who's ever there. But, and the UN Security General is going to actually go to the area. But is this too late? Is this too late to have any kind of an impact? And the answer is Gaddafi still has all the weapons. He still has all of the territory back for the most part. So they're looking at contingencies. That's what they're trying to do. And apparently the president, our president, Barack Obama, is going to insist on a major Arab role in any no-fly zone, any no-fly zone. And the contingencies are airstrikes, cruise missile attacks, to do whatever they can to cripple the Libyan air defenses and push the military that are leading Gaddafi's push away. So we'll see. We'll see if ultimately if this amounts to anything. I mean, this to me, a no-fly zone alone is not going to stop Gaddafi. That's, you know, so the troops are going to change their tactics. They're going to take up different positions around Benghazi on Saturday and Sunday and help people fleeing the city. They're going to help them. We're here for you. In peace. We're going to help you. You're our people. That's what they're going to do. Man. Although Gaddafi criticized the people in that city and called them traitors for looking for help from outsiders. That's what he called them, outsiders. There's not going to be any violence there. I mean, violence in the sense of they're not going to go after these, if there are these handful of civilians, they're not going to go after them. They're going to do what the son said they're going to do. Saeed, the son, Gaddafi's son, they're going to help him. That's their new tactic. Dan in Texas, you have the floor. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Mistress of the night that you are.
Thank you.
You bet. Now, darling, guess who has a serial number 042-604-425?
Who?
Barack Obama. It was established for him from a dead man in Connecticut. This little Kenyan is not an American citizen.
Where did you hear this?
On the G. Gordon Liddy program this morning. They broadcast it. And 11 new states that won their Republican takeover are planning to have the same routine that Arizona is. They want a proof of a live birth certificate, not that little piece of junk that he tried to pawn off on us. They want a regular type birth certificate that you and I and every other person that was given birth to have. And Obama, he can't prove one. So I think people will finally realize I haven't been lying. And as far as him attacking Gaddafi, you know, he's not going to attack Gaddafi, my
no.
God. You know, his Muslim brother, forget it. You know, he loves it. He was in favor of the brotherhood over there taking over in Egypt. They are eventually going to be in power. And he's designed the whole thing that he wants all of these places in Bahrain and all the rest of the countries over there to go down the tubes. And then long goes Saudi Arabia. I mean, you know, when that goes, you can forget it, Jack. It's all over. We're in a world of hurt because there are our main source of oil since he won't let us get our own.
I agree with that. 40%, more than 40% coming out of Saudi Arabia would be awful. Saudi goes, and then so goes the rest of us right down the drain, absolutely. That's interesting. I'll have to check out Liddy's show. And I know, Dan, thanks for the call. I know, by the way, that, of course, there are people that are, you see billboards that say, where's the birth certificate? And there are people that are trying to prove that Obama was not born in this country. But, you know, this is what you got to think. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it to you, Dan. And to everyone else. The bottom line is, think of Hillary Clinton and how badly she wanted to be president. You don't think her people, if they could uncover the hard, true, cold facts and had it, they wouldn't leak that out? They wouldn't have it dotted I's, T's crossed, everything? It wouldn't be out there? You don't think some journalist who wants to win a Pulitzer Prize, they don't care. Even I don't care if they're flaming liberal. It doesn't matter. They would want to reveal that information. So that's the thing. It makes interesting conversation. I mean, you know, it's a good conspiracy theory. But I'll tell you this: if truly, just for a second, I'll play devil's advocate. If truly the president wasn't born in the United States and he was born in Kenya, etc., whatever, that's the best. I mean, that's the best thing that was ever perpetrated on the American people. The fact that nobody nailed that and he runs on the Democratic side of things, rather wins the presidency, knocks off Hillary Clinton. I mean, really, Jax chimes in on this from down under, and he says Hillary was bought off, and Hillary knows he's not real. Also, do people really believe that? You really think she's bought off? See, I know people around Hillary. I know people that have helped try to get her elected. And trust me, she wanted that office. Bill Clinton became unglued. He wanted that office for her so badly. And that's what you do. There's all kinds of people that work on the level with them and underneath, if you know what I'm saying. And if they could uncover it, I think they would uncover it, honestly. Really. Any journalist that could connect the dots. Now, so you could say, yeah, you could say what if enough is covered up? I get that. But I truly, knowing the inner workings of Washington and the power grab and everything else, I mean, look, Obama, so he was a great speaker and a rising star and all that other sort of stuff. But if they definitely knew and definitely had the birth certificate, then that wouldn't happen. It'd be so easy to tell them, you got to step aside. Got to step aside. And check this out. In order to take his seat in the Senate, the president would have had to undergo a thorough background check by the FBI. Because that's true. Thank you, Donovan. He would have had to undergo that by the FBI in order to get security clearance. People, think about it. If he weren't a national-born citizen, you don't think anybody at all doing the check in the FBI, you think they bought off the FBI? So all these people were bought off? No way. No way. You just have to think about that. Listen, I mean, I'm on board. Hey, if this is something that was perpetrated on all of us, and this is, he really wasn't born here, then go get him. But I think that there are just too many ways he would have been caught in the net. That's why I think they laugh it off like, good, bring it on, because this is a distraction. So really, for him, it works in his favor if there are more distractions, because then they can say, well, that's just crazy nonsense. And then anything else that he's not very effective at can be shoved under the rug. So it's damage done to the Republicans who are pushing that, because it's an easy way to push things underneath that rug. You got to think about it. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.